handed over to Pilate and to the Roman soldiers. So we also see that there must have been two Roman soldiers that scourged our Lord because of the direction of the scourge marks. One, it seems, was a little taller, one a little shorter. One was on the right, one was on the left. They would sort of take turns. One would whip our Lord, scourge him, the other one would rest. Then the other one would scourge him, the other one would rest. And you can actually see the dimensions of the scourge marks from in this area on the back of the shoulders. They're in this direction at a slant around the waist. They're flat, and then legs, they're again slanted, showing directionality. And it's also shown that one of the soldiers was much more fierce than the other. One perhaps was being easier on our Lord, who only scourged him mostly in the shoulder area and the back area. The other one seemed to have scourged him on the back of the legs and other areas to be very painful. There's also marks on the front of our Lord's chest, abdomen, the front of the legs, and perhaps even some on the arms where our Lord was badly scourged. And again, remember that our Lord had gone through the bloody sweat. So this would have meant that he felt the pain much more than we would feel that pain. So this would also indicate why our Lord would die within 3 hours on the cross. See, sometimes a person could last 2 to 3 days on the cross without dying, but our Lord lasted 3 hours. Even Pontius Pilate was surprised that our Lord had died within 3 hours. And most likely it's because our Lord had lost so much blood during the scourging at the pillar, which was 3 times more severe than would have been allowed under Jewish law. Also explains why the Bible says Simon of Cyrene had to help Jesus carry the cross, because he had lost so much blood from the scourging. Now, if you look at the crowning with thorns, the image of the face, what we notice is that on the head, top of the head, and side and back of the head, the scientists tell us that there are actually 15 puncture wounds on the back, top, and head. And so the crowning with thorns was not just a crown, it indicates it was a cap. It was completely covered his entire head. And most likely after this cap of thorns was made, the thorns in that area of Jerusalem are between 2 to 4 inches long, would have been placed on our Lord's head, and then they would have taken a heavy stick and beat it into our Lord's head. And that's evidence from the very severe puncture wounds that are found in our Lord's head and skull. We also see on the shroud underneath the right eye, very swollen cheek. Both cheeks are swollen, but under the right eye is especially swollen. Now this would be, and perhaps this was done when the soldier hit our Lord, when Jesus was before Caiaphas the high priest. Remember the soldier says, you know, why are you answering the high priest in this way? And it says he gave him a sharp blow on the cheek. Perhaps this was the wound that was left. Now remember also, this image was made after our Lord's body was cold in the grave. It had been dead for about 40 hours, 36 to 40 hours. So the swelling had gone down drastically, and yet it's still very swollen. So imagine our Lord on the cross would have been almost unrecognizable. The puncture wounds in the head bleeds very easily. The blood would have poured down into his face. Most likely he couldn't see very little because of the blood in his eyes. And the fact that the swelling around his eyes and cheeks would have been also, again, very, very severe. So if there's this much swelling after rigor mortis had set and after the body had grown cold and a lot of this had, the swelling had gone down, imagine what it would have been like before the swelling had gone down. We also see on the shroud is a separated nasal cartilage. So we know that our Lord was hit in the face, it separated the nasal cartilage. Again, none of his bones are broken, but we do see this on the shroud. The tip of his nose is badly scraped, and that would be an indication that he fell face first into the ground. And this would correspond to carrying a heavy beam on one's shoulders, not being able to stop your fall. You'd actually see you hit your knees first and then your face first into the ground. And so that's what we see on the shroud, very torn up knees, especially the left knee. And then we also see the chin the lips and the tip of the nose are badly scraped from